My name is Karen Stern, and this is my blog. And these people, these are the people in my community who share one of my passions, quilting.
Marty Lamont.
My name is Susan Phillips.
I'm Marty Russell Hayde.
Ladine Copeland.
I learned to sew in 4-H when I was about 11 or 12, but I didn't do a whole lot of it. My mother's way of showing me how to sew was to scoot me over and do it for me.
Well, it sounds funny. I lived in a little remote town in the desert. It was a military community called Fort Irwin, and I always wanted to quilt. We started quilting there. I joined the Quilt Guild and made a couple quilts, and even though it's hot there in the desert, that was really very popular. So then I got the bug and then moved up here and kept going.
I started quilting about 25 years ago. I actually am not sure why I started. I went to the Nolwenn Library, picked up a book, cut out fabric with scissors. I didn't know anything about a quarter-inch seam. I had had a Singer sewing machine that I bought probably 35 years ago for mending. I remember finding out about the Cabin Fever Quilters Guild and going to a meeting showing off my first project, and the room was silent. After that, I started taking classes, and I really learned how to quilt.
I was mostly a garment maker and did a lot of mending, so I've really enjoyed expanding my horizons and getting into the quilting field.
It feeds my soul, offers me a creative outlet, lets me play with color, keeps away the winter blues, and I end up with a product that other people can enjoy, and so can I.
With quilting, I can just kind of look at a pattern and look at the pictures and just cut the fabric and cut without looking at the directions all the time. So to me, it kind of comes naturally. So I kind of make things up as I go. I like it fly by the seat of my pants. So if I don't like something, I just change it or tweak it here and there. And I don't have to look at a book and study it and whatever. I just do it. And I feel relaxed when I'm doing it.
I went to art school a long time ago, and I always wanted to paint. And when I quilt, I actually feel like I'm painting with fabric. I work in some other mediums, stained glass, which is like quilting, photography, drawing, but there's something, I don't know, there's something about quilting that it's something that just flows out of me.
I have just a great sense of satisfaction when I can put together great colors and then I can finish it off by doing maybe free motion stippling on it. That really gives me a great sense of accomplishment.
Sometimes I make them because there's a challenge that I'm interested in pursuing, whether it's a particular fabric that there's a challenge to try to make a quilt using that fabric in a creative way. I make graduation quilts for special people in my life, quilts for family. I make quilts for fundraisers, and I make quilts for me.
I generally make quilts for other people. I've made a few quilts for commission, but generally I find that quilts I make are gifts. One thing I have to say is when I first started quilting, I thought, great, this is a great way to make presents for people. It's a lot less expensive than going out and buying them. And of course, once you get into quilting, you find that that's not true.
I usually make it for family members. I do make a lot of pillowcases, actually, because when my nieces and nephews get married, that's what I give them as a set of pillowcases.
I began quilting in 1994. I was pregnant with my son, and a neighbor asked if I'd like to learn how to quilt. I said, sure. Since then, I discovered my own love of quilting. Quilting as a gift, as an art, as a way to create beauty, and most important, a way to calm myself through stressful days and times. I make quilts for my family and for close friends. Sometimes the story is happy, like when a new baby is about to arrive or someone's gonna get married and I want them to have a quilt. Sometimes the story is sad. Making quilts for someone who is battling an illness and you don't know what the outcome will be is hard. We all have something we're passionate about. Well, at least I hope we all do. Quilting is just one of them for me. One of many. This has been Karen Stern, University of Alaska Fairbanks journalism student. May you all keep quilting on.